Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, an in-studio visit with our friend Ellen Liston. Ellen is the longtime public relations manager at Dollywood, and fall at Dollywood and the Smokies. What a magical time it is to be there. We'd also take a look ahead to Christmas time. Enjoy our spotlight on Dollywood with Ellen Liston on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
I finally have the band name, guys.
Okay.
Ellen has inspired me. Ellen Liston is here. She's the PR manager at Dollywood and fall at Dollywood. This is from somebody's Twitter post regarding Dollywood. The Gargantuan Gourds.
The Gargantuan Gourds.
What are you thinking?
I think my head's too small for that.
Because Colossal Pumpkins is too much like Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Point.
Yeah. Well, the gourd are very attractive.
What about the gourd of many
whatever
colors?
Whatever it is.
The gourd
of many colors.
See, of many colors works with so many.
It really does.
And corn, certainly, really with corn.
Absolutely.
Corn of many colors. Yeah. I like that.
Hi.
How are you this morning? We kind of match. We're sort of two hues of fall in the Great Smoky Mountains,
and
which I love that.
Pointed out off the air a moment ago, it depends on the elevation as to whether or not you get Ellen's orange or Bill's orange.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Really? Correct. So the elevation, it's not the rainfall. It was more of if you had a really good rainfall, you get more vibrant colors.
It's both.
Okay.
So it's the air and the moisture. It depends on when the rain came, whether it came in the spring, in the summer.
And daylight.
Timing. Correct. So one of my favorite things is people are like, do you know what day the leaves start turning?
No,
not really.
No.
But you know.
Because that's when we want to come.
Because that's when they want to come. But, you know, we sort of make up for that at Dollywood.
That's
with
right.
Lots of other things to see and do and pumpkins. We actually cut. So I know most everybody in here has been to Dollywood either at our Flower and Food Festival where we have the umbrella sky.
Beautiful.
It is now a harvest sky with multicolor leaves. Oh. And actually, Bill and I would literally blend in. You wouldn't even be able to see it.
It'd be our own camo. Even though it's orange, we would somehow be invisible to you. And it's on through October 30th. Yeah, so really a full month left.
We've got plenty of time for you to go see what's happening. You know, before we talk about that, I was telling y'all before we went on the air, something really exciting that's happening is our new resort, actually Dolly's new resort, opens for business October 16th. We started taking reservations in the summer. Thought we were going to open in early November, which is when the official opening will be. But opening a couple of weeks early, wow, it is amazing.
And the name of it?
It is called the Heart Song Lodge and Resort. You know, that was an album Dolly did at Dollywood literally 20 plus years ago. And just seemed like a fitting thing. It's much more of kind of a mountainous feel, where I know several people have been to our Dreammore Resort. Kind of the glamour of Dolly there. This much more the Smoky Mountain girl. But, you know, it's a Dolly resort. So
I've seen the drone photos and they're extraordinary.
We are doing it up big. Like maybe a 5-story fireplace. I'll just start with that. Yeah, you're going to have to come see it for yourself.
It's got this European alpine sort of look to it.
It does. And kind of combine that with the Great Smoky Mountains. Wow. It's really pretty. I'm not sure they're going to let me stay there anytime.
And you said, where it's located, it's just right up the street from Dreammore. So if you know where Dreammore is, you just keep going straight up the street and it's on the right.
It's kind of behind Dreammore, so it's even more nestled into the Great Smoky Mountains. It's really
Which is where
fun.
You grew up. Kind
Correct.
Of,
right? Correct.
Just up the Appalachian chain in Bristol, as I recall.
Yeah, can you tell from my accent?
No.
Something? Yeah, just a little bit. I met some people yesterday that were from Canada, and I was like, y'all have a little bit of an accent. They're like, you can barely understand what you're saying. And I'm like, you know, it's part of the East Tennessee twang.
So what all goes with Harvest Festival once we're inside?
So
it may be different.
It's actually a great daytime and nighttime experience. So during the day, you know, we open at 10 o'clock. So we've got, of course, we've got lots of great music. Over the course of the festival, 1,700 concerts.
Oh, wow.
Everything from gospel to bluegrass to contemporary country. I know y'all have heard of Tiger Lily Gold.
Yes, mm-hmm. We love those girls.
Just they're had gonna, them in studio here a couple weeks ago.
They are going to be there next Wednesday. I get to hang out with them. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hannah Dasher, you may have heard
of
her.
Oh,
yeah,
hello.
Love
well, it's a
her.
Shame you're not booking anybody with personality.
I know, right? right? Yeah.
So, and that's on top of just the entertainment that we have regularly.
Yeah.
Then we talked a little bit about Colossal Pumpkins. Unbelievable. About 20,000 pounds of Colossal Pumpkins. So I think the biggest one is close to 2,000 pounds.
Oh, my.
We could also hide behind them. Wow. Nobody would know that. Nobody would know that we were there. So that's wow. fun. Great food. Yeah. Now we, Kelly and I, always sort of divert to the food. Mm-hmm. Y'all can go ride rides.
Yeah.
We're going to be sitting there eating anything and everything pumpkin.
The last time I went, I tried the cinnamon bread for the first time.
Life changing.
Like fresh out of the oven. Mm-hmm. It was so hot they couldn't put it in the bag yet for me. Mm-hmm. They had to let it cool. So I ate two pieces while I was waiting for it to cool enough to put it in the bag.
It's funny you said life changing. Yeah. Yesterday, I was sitting at the light in Hendersonville. There's a little mom and pop restaurant over there. And mm-hmm. on their billboard, it said life changing tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
Wow. All right.
I wouldn't be changed by tartar sauce, but this cinnamon bread, I can tell you, first of all, you're going to wait in line for it. But second of all, when you get there, order an extra because you
correct.
Need it. You're going to eat one in the park and then you're going to want one on the ride home or wherever you're going. You're going to want one back in your room. So just at least get two.
That and the pumpkin spice kettle corn.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
And one of the new things we've got on the pumpkin style menu mm-hmm. is pumpkin spice barbecue sauce on our pulled pork.
Mm. I bet that's good.
Yum.
Yeah. I bet that's
yum.
Really good.
Yum. So great on a pulled pork sandwich. We've got baked sweet potatoes that have that on it, as well as some other deliciousness. Best way to do that, in my opinion, a tasting pass. Then you have an excuse to try, several things. Mm-hmm. And lots of great sweets as well. So if you choose everything on the tasting pass as part of a dessert menu, I'm not going to judge. Not at all. It's the way to go. And then you have to have some cinnamon bread, of course, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then we haven't even talked regular pumpkins. Pumpkins at night, pumpkins during the day, about 12,000. Pumpkins at night during Great Pumpkin Luminites.
Oh.
My favorite still are the bat pumpkins at Mystery Mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my absolute favorite. Although I do love the big owl pumpkin.
I'm looking at the owl pumpkin as I scroll through the website right
which,
now.
And then, you know, I love an owl. So
yeah.
It's in Hoot Owl Holler. and a giant guitar made out of pumpkins, which plays appropriately Tennessee Mountain Home, mm-hmm. right?
Well, and that's just, it's just the right amount of, I don't want to say spooky, but it is. You're like
not
you're
scary.
It's not scary. And I remember when we were coming, especially when Reese was younger, she was not a fan of anything scary. But this was right up her alley because it's fun and it's pretty and you've got it all lit up, but not scary.
Yeah. And just because it's dark, you know, it's dark. It's the fall season. It's a little bit spooky. It's okay to be a little spooky, but we want to make sure no matter who's in your family,
yes,
they have a great time. So we just don't do scary.
And didn't you guys just win?
Except on maybe a ride.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Mystery Mine.
Yeah, that's the one.
Great at night.
That's the one. Yeah. Didn't you guys just win some Golden Ticket Awards?
We did. So Golden Tickets are like the Grammys, since I'm in Music City.
Sure.
The Grammys of the theme park industry. So our peers, theme park enthusiasts, theme park journalists vote on these, and it's a worldwide thing. Mm-hmm. And a couple of weeks ago, we won Best Park in the World, which was pretty exciting. Dolly was there to help accept it. And she and her partners, the Hershen brothers, who, you know, she's been in partnership since Dollywood was born in 1986, all got legend awards as part of the Golden Tickets. And we already knew she was legend, obviously. But
you know, she's a rock star.
and she's a rock star. We can actually say that now. Is that so much fun?
She's a country music Hall of Famer and a rock and roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah. My boss is a rock star.
She really is.
But that was so, so exciting. And you know, I always say, I said this last year when we were named TripAdvisor's Park of the Year. It's a tribute, in my opinion, to Tennessee as well. Mm. You know, it's about how all of Tennessee is just welcoming. You know, when you come to Dollywood, Dolly wants us to treat everybody like they've come to her really big backyard that's full of fun and rides for the kids and shows for everybody and things like pumpkins at the fall harvest and fun things to do during the day and at night. And, you know, what's good for us is good for all of Tennessee. And you know, it all goes back to Dolly.
It does.
It just does.
I'm just looking at the tasting pass here.
We lost him. As soon as you said that, he's like, wait, what?
I believe we had Bill at, not at Hello, but at Pumpkin.
Yes. Yeah, right. Smoked brat sandwich and Autumn Apple Palmer.
Yeah,
I see what they did there? Apple Palmer. Oh.
Yeah. I actually had that on the opening day of the festival. It was quite delicious.
Oh. Chicken and smoked sausage gumbo, harvest pulled pork sandwich with the special pumpkin spice sauce that you mentioned earlier.
So good.
Barbecue sauce, pumpkin pie punch, and pumpkin pie funnel cake.
Oh,
oh, now we're
talking. Can do some damage to the funnel cake.
Yeah. And we've got some amazing, you know, we make homemade fudge in our candy shop. Mm-hmm. Candy corn.
Oh,
fudge.
I got to try that.
Yeah, I think that's on my list for tomorrow when I'm back in town.
That's incredible.
Because it's orange.
I have one question because I know a couple of us in here really love the rides. What is the temperature? What's that magic number for the rides to be open? Because people are going to be booking, you know,
and we're going for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, depending on which day has the better weather.
Eric, so our studio director, is coming in like the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to come hang out with me at the end of October, which I'm very excited about. You know, it's different on different rides, but the magic temperature is like low 30s, around 40.
Okay.
Some of them a little lower, some of them a little higher, but...
So we're not even close to any of that.
No, we're not close. Open. And you know, that's a unique experience too.
Yeah.
And people that have ridden our rides, you know, they want to do it in the summer at night when it's really warm. They want to do it in the fall when it's dark and they can see all the lights during Great Pumpkin Luminites. And then they really want to do it at Christmas.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Christmas isn't far. Christmas, we start, you know, we have to do things early. Yeah. And we do things big. It's all a Dolly thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas starts November 4th. And actually, because of the way the calendar falls, runs all the way through January 6th.
Oh, good.
So, you know, people got plenty of time to make plans, either come harvest, come to Christmas, come to both.
Oh, nice.
Harvest ends October the 30th. Mm-hmm. And you got 5 days later, Christmas begins.
Magic. You know, people ask us, how do you get 6 million lights up in 4 days? Well, we actually start in July.
You just don't turn
on the exterior. Correct. On the exterior of the buildings. We were doing something a couple of weeks going on a day that we were closed, and we were at the front gate filming some things, and somebody goes, what is that sound? I go, that would be a staple gun. Putting up lights at the front gate. Yeah. So we'll be ready. Don't anybody worry that we don't have enough time in those 4 days. We'll get it done.
Seasonal Smoky Mountain splendor that is Dollywood any time of the year with our longtime friend Ellen Liston, who's the public relations manager there. And Harvest Fall Festival, the Harvest Festival, and Great Pumpkin Luminites on right now through, again, the end of October.
And I'll let you know when the leaves turn.
Let us know.
And what's your favorite ride? Jackson's favorite ride over there, Charlie.
Oh, well, it varies. So I did Wild Eagle for the first time and fell in love with it. I cannot wait to do that again. Jackson's going to said he's going to do Mystery Mine this time. Mm-hmm. He's been a little afraid of Mystery Mine. He loves, which is the one where it stops, the fireworks go off, and it goes back in reverse.
Fire Chaser.
That's the
Fire
one.
Chaser, yeah,
Fire
Express.
Jackson loves Fire Chaser.
So that's, you know, we call it a family coaster because little.
Right.
Less tall. Mm-hmm. I'm short, so I really can't say short, but I'm going to say less tall can ride that. And our new Big Bear Mountain is the same way.
Yeah.
Oh. You only have to be 39 inches tall to ride it. So they don't go upside down, but I'll tell you, Big Bear Mountain, that mm-hmm. first lift out of the gate, mm-hmm. it's fun.
And we all love Dragon Flyer.
Yeah.
Dragon Flyer is so great.
It is.
Absolutely. You kind of soar, just like a dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Well, Ellen, Charlie asked you right at the top before we went on the air, I said, so if we close with a Dolly song, what's your favorite? And you said,
without hesitation, Coat of Many Colors. And I'll tell you a little story.
And you said Coat of Many Colors always.
So I remember when I was a little girl growing up in the Tri-Cities, I got my first transistor radio and I used to sneak it on at night. And I remember the first time I ever heard Coat of Many Colors was on WSM late on a Saturday night. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is like the greatest thing. Because my mom made a lot of our clothes when we were kids and I so related to that. But I heard it on this station when I was a little girl, and still my fave.
Being a rebel child, staying up past your bedtime.
I do have red hair.
Listening to the radio. You're on WSM Radio, Circle TV. Thank you, Ellen.
It's always great to be here.
Love you.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Matos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.